And welcome back. This is another edition of the Ultimate Engine Show. And today with your host, this is DJ Gloire. And yeah, man, it's good to be back right here on your podcast on Iono. So I hope that you're going to stay tuned today because it's going to be an awesome show. And we have a very interesting topic at hand. I'm not going to reveal it just yet. But anyway, going into your day, I hope you're doing good, hope you're well, good health and everything. And just to kickstart your evening, this is the Ultimate Engine Show, and we're keeping it real, we're keeping it rocking, we're keeping it live. And I hope you listen, I hope you enjoy the show, because it's going to be lots of fun, and this time I can guarantee you that. We're talking about a very awesome topic, and like I said, I'm not going to reveal it just yet, but you better stay tuned. And we have a lot of awesome shows on Active FM. I hope that you are listening. Keep supporting our shows. Keep supporting everything that we do. And as you listen faithfully, we will be faithfully with you. So I hope you stay faithful to our podcast. And please get the numbers up. I mean, the downloads, I see they're going good for some of the channels and some of the shows, and others aren't so much. And I know we have to do some promotion here and there, but please do make sure that you keep on listening, listen faithfully, and do not listen alone, listen with a friend. Tell everybody about how awesome our shows are, because really, I believe they are. We have awesome shows on Active FM, and I believe our presenters are really awesome too. So you do not want to keep people away from such hotness, from such goodness. Please always stay tuned to Active FM, because Active FM is where the music's at, is where Christ music is hot music, and is where we get all the hot topics. Right here in Johannesburg, South Africa, that's where we are situated. And yeah, man, I hope you enjoy this one. This is for basically, let me give you a little hint, you know, before we go into our main topic. This is basically for petrol heads. Today's show is for petrol heads. And I believe that actually I realized that when I gave that off to you, probably you would have realized or noticed, man, this is what the show could be. So I believe I gave off maybe a little too much information. But anyway, before I go into the information without intending to do that, I think we should just go into some music, because Christ music is hot music. And yeah, enjoy this.
Hey, this is Ashley from Active Worship, and you're listening to Active FM.
Get okay.
Music is hot music. I hope you enjoy that jam because it was lit up here in the studio. And yeah, like we always say, Christ music is hot music. This is where you get the best of everything, the best of Christian music. We have Christian hip-hop, we have Christian EDM, Christian house music, and we have all the genres that you need in Christian format. So you do not want to miss our music because we have the better alternative other than all the other stuff that we hear out there. I mean, people love that stuff, but at the end of the day, something's going to give you a wrong message and derail your focus from actually focusing on things that really do matter in life, then why listen to it? So that's why we say Christ music is hot music, because we focus on the kingdom and basically we focus on everything that is eternal. I mean, there's a saying in the world that you only live once, so live for now. Guys, we do not live for now. If you are a Christian, we do not live for now. And I'm not saying this, sorry to offend, or if I'm offending anyone else that is out of the Christian faith, but we do not live for now, we live for eternity. Because what is the point of living for now and your eternity is doomed? I mean, eternity means forever, and we do not want to live a doomed forever. So rather focus on eternity. That's why we give you Christ music, which fills you with the right words, which fills you with the right type of thinking, because Christ music is hot music like that. And anyway, we're going to go into our main topic for today, and what we're talking about, can I get a drum roll please? Different types of racing. That's what we are talking about, and we're going to go into a lot of types of racing, how they originated, a bit of history, you know, here and there. We're going to swerve into those curves, and yeah, we're talking about different types of racing. And I believe for some of us that are familiar with cars, we know maybe a few, but I'm going to enlighten you on the different types of racing, and we're going to go into that topic. We're going to talk more about racing, we're going to talk more about cars, because I mean, this is the Ultimate Engine Show. Am I wrong? Tell me, maybe I'm sitting in the wrong place or the wrong show maybe, but I believe this is the Ultimate Engine. This is where we keep it real, everything about cars. When you're talking about different types of car races, we get different types of races, such as drag racing, we have Formula One racing, especially Formula One racing, which is probably, like, I believe is the most popular type of car racing you can get out there. So yes, we have even sports car racing, we have stock car racing and rallying, you know, all those type of racing, off-road, which is also a personal favorite for myself, because I've never done any of these races, but even watching people doing off-road racing, because there's some sort of adventure, and I believe that you are adventurous, right? I mean, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the Ultimate Engine Show, because this show is for people that are adventurous and that love vehicles, that love different types of things with vehicles, and you know, all that nice stuff, because I mean, cars are just amazing like that. So yes, we're talking about different types of racing. Formula racing is one of the most popular professional forms of car racing, and it is an open-wheeled, single-seater motorsport type of race. The vehicles used in formula racing are custom designed and built, and the races are held in circuit tracks which are made especially for formula racing. Some of the well-known formula racing categories are Formula 1, 2, 3, and 4, but it also encompasses other single-seater series like the GP2 series, which replaced Formula 3000. The four most popular formula racing categories have a lot in common, but they also have some specific differences. Let's take a look at some details about formula racing. The history of formula racing, basically, formula racing originally began from the European Grand Prix that ran during the 1920s and 1930s. In 1946, Formula One was first officially standardized and recognized. The very first official world championship for formula racing was held in 1950 at Silverstone, with non-championship races which counted until 1983. The world championship became popular, and it eventually turned into Bernie Ecclestone's billion-dollar business we know today. And in 1942, the Formula 2 was first classified, but it was then disbanded because of falling interest levels in 2013. In 2015, the FIA attempted to reintroduce the F2 series, but they were unsuccessful. In 1950, the FIA adopted Formula 3, but its origins were the older Formula Junior in 1975. The FIA, which, if you're wondering, is the Federation Internationale de l'Automobile, or in English, the translation is International Automobile Federation, established the first Formula 3 European Championship, and it continued until 1984. The popular and success British Formula 3 Championship had produced drivers such as Jackie Stewart, Ayrton Senna, and Jenson Button. The origins of the Formula 4 category was complicated. It also has a set of separate categories that run under its name. However, the FIA didn't officially endorse Formula 1 until 2013. And the four just basically to do the last touch-ups on Formula 1, the four famous formula racing categories. Formula 1 is considered the highest point when it comes to motor racing. It has enormous budgets and sponsorship deals, which offer an opportunity for complex technological development and engineering. It is recognized internationally, and different countries compete to hold races. Formula One racing represents excellence in driving as well as engineering. However, it's also prone to controversy and argument. Formula 2 racing, on the other hand, was developed for younger drivers to be able to join competitions at the highest level of motorsport. The overheads involved in Formula 1 meant that entry for most up-and-coming young drivers was prohibited. In Formula 2, the cars are identical, and all drivers relied on the same team of race engineers, hospitality providers, and performance statisticians. This gave the drivers a level of playing field. Formula 2 racing is more of a test individual driving skill rather than team cost. Formula 3 racing is considered to be a stepping stone for prospective drivers. It often marks the transition from amateur to professional driving. The BRDC, which is British Formula 3, is advocated for younger drivers. They use their race points systems to guarantee an opportunity for all. The vehicles used in European Formula 3 all have the same framework and use 2-liter four-cylinder engines. They are usually produced by Italian engineers Dallara. And that's just it on Formula 1 racing. So we're gonna move on to a different type of race now, and we're gonna close. So we're gonna go into drag racing, which is one of my personal favorites too. So let's go into some drag racing. Drag racing is a form of motorsport that originated in the United States. Two automobiles usually compete in this race from a standing start side by side on a flat straight course, commonly 200 meters to 400 meters long, or what is called the drag strip. The elapsed time in seconds and the final speed in miles per hour are recorded, but mostly the one who will first cross the finish line is the winner. The cars used in this race can range from usual cars to purposely built dragsters. The National Hot Rod Association is the main governing body for drag racing. It has divisions such as Super Stock, Top Sportsman, Top Dragster, and Super Street. And just going to some history of drag racing started in the dry lake beds of the California deserts when the engines got better and the drivers got braver. Speeds began topping 100 miles per hour in the 1930s, but after World War II, kids with cars turned racing into something more serious. Drag racing's popularity grew, but still remained an underground pastime. The race usually took place on disused military runways. The first ever recognized drag racing event was held in 1949 at the Goleta Air Base in California. Things were simple back in these days, as drivers raced the length of a city block without safety barriers. The spectators do not have any proper grandstands or seatings. And as the years passed, drag racing became more organized, especially when the National Hot Rod Association was founded by Wally Parks in 1951. Within a decade, there were two classes of competition that have been developed, the unmodified stock and the top eliminator. As the sports grew, there were also drag racing superstars that emerged, such as Dode Martin and Jim Nelson, who owned the Dragmaster Dart drag racing car. And basically, for the race in drag racing, no special skills are required to join. As long as you are a licensed driver, even kids as young as 8 years old compete in junior drag league events. Each race in drag racing can improve driving skills and also test the full performance and capabilities of a vehicle. As for the tree, a modern professional drag racer started using a tree. It is a device which is called a Christmas tree that stands 42 feet ahead of the starting line. The drivers are signaled to stage their vehicles as they approach the starting line and start race by watching the colored bulbs light up in a sequence. The side of the tree have two small yellow bulbs each at the top. This signals the driver once the vehicle is on the start line. The tree has the larger amber colored bulbs followed by a green bulb and then a red bulb. The first bulb lights up when the vehicle is near the line. Then the next bulb lights up once the vehicle moves forward to the staged position on the line. When the green bulb lights up, it signals the driver to start the race. The red bulb on the tree is to signal that the vehicle left the start line before the green bulb lights up, meaning it's a false start for that vehicle and the opponent automatically wins. So basically, for the race, as the two cars leave the start line together, the finish line will decide who the winner will be. The total time of the race for each lane are recorded, as well as the speed for each vehicle. The time starts when the vehicle leaves the start line and not when the green light comes on. Today, drag racing events are not just in the United States, because there are now drag racing organizations all over the world, including Australia, Europe, South Asia, and South Africa. There are also now hundreds of classes, and each has different requirements and restrictions. As the years pass and the development of automobiles advances, more motorsport events like drag racing will be held in the different parts of the world. So that's just it for our different types of races. We expected to do more, but yes, unfortunately for my dear listeners, time is not, I know time is not on our side, so unfortunately we won't go much more into the topic because time is not on our side, like I said. But we're just going to a quick breather and we're going to listen to some hot music, because Christ music is hot music. And yeah, enjoy the music. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yes, so this is the closing. I would have loved to speak about more cars and more drag racing, more Formula One. In fact, different types of racing as a whole, but time is against us, unfortunately, and we have to move on. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. Spoke about drag racing and it spoke about formula racing. I hope you enjoyed it. This was awesome, and next week we're going to continue the unfinished part. So we're gonna do part two of different types of races. So we're gonna have like a series, and I'm gonna talk about two different car racing. So yes, that was it for our different types of car racing, and I hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed it too. And just for different platforms on where you can catch our shows, because this is Active FM and we have tons of shows, so you can catch us firstly where you downloaded the show. Please post it and tell everybody about it on iono.fm, and you can find us on our different platforms such as our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Instagram, which is at activefm777. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /activefm. You can catch us on Twitter, which is at activefm. You can catch us on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. And we have tons of amazing shows that you can catch us on. We have a show specifically dedicated to news that is happening around the world, which is the news show with our presenter Gix. You can catch her. We have our awesome movie show with Sash and Ryan. We have the Sporting Base with Marcus and Calvin. We have the Ultimate Engines, of course, which is myself. You're listening to it right now. We have Foodies and Travel with DJ Aqua and Mimi. We have All Things Girl. And yes, we have tons of shows that you can listen to. Highlight my boy DJ Creativity. I know he says a lot of stupid stuff, but yes, highlight him too. From The Funny Truth, we have DJ alongside with DJ Toothbrush, DJ Bones, and DJ The Smalls. They're actually presenters, but yes, you can catch them. We have our Not So Tech show with Kevin and The Best In Man. There's tons of shows. We have Quiet Times with Intensity with Luando and Mawanza. We have a lot of awesome and amazing shows, so don't miss out. Please catch us, and yeah, enjoy the shows. So this is me And I'm signing out. And yeah, peace out, man.
Thank you. apart.